Three of the halachas of Hesebel seem to be the numerous people don't seem to do it exactly correctly. I'd like to go through the halachas. The Makor of this Indian in Shulchan Aruch is Sim Tov Ayin Beis, from Sif Beis through Sif Zayin. The Makor is a Mishnah beginning of Aver Pesachim and mentions it Derech Agav, discussing the Mishnah over there, the Indian of eating an Ere Pesach. It says that Afilu Ani should be so Lo Echel Ach Yesev, even an Ani in Klai Yisrael, he cannot eat until he does a Sebo. So this is the Makor for the Indian of a Seba, in the Foshim Mishnah, that even an Oni has to go do a Seba. Upon this, the Gemara Daf Kof Ches brings down, when should a person go do a Seba? The Gemara says, by Matzah, Tzorach HaSeba, Morer, in Tzorach HaSeba, Yayin, the two members brought down the name of Rav Nachman. One time it says Tzorach HaSeba, one time it says, does not need a Seba. So the Gemara of Loi Pligi, it depends on the first two cups or the last two cups. The Gemara has two options, what that means. Does it mean the first two cups it needs a seba, because this just shows the beginning of Cheres, the last two cups do not need it, or if I care it, the last two cups might need a seba, because this is when you work the Cheres. The Gemara is not Pesha, but ends off, since Hashtad it mahochi, you have two ways of loading Rav Nachman, Aidi boy a seba, all four cases you need a seba. So it comes out clearly from the Gemara, that by Matzah and by Yain you need a seba, all dal cases, and Mori does not need a seba. What is the reason why we have to lean and recline? So Rashi and the Rashbam, at the beginning of the Avrei Pesachim, the Talmud test, bring down the Sugya of Derech Bnei Chorin, three people, Derech Cheres, they lean. That's the Mechaber and Sebezer starts off, Sheyesha Baseba, Derech Cheres. Beradov says the Graz, Alpi the Rambam, that the way how the Molochim, the Gdolim used to eat, they used to eat Cheres. Therefore, Behold, Dovodar Chayv Odom Learas is Atzmai, that he himself went from Mitzrayim, and he went from being an Eved to being a Ben Chorim, to be like a Melach, and therefore the idea of Cheres is to be Noi Cheres Asebo, like this Molochim Gedolim. Building upon this, come along, we showed him to discuss what about Bezman Azeh? Do we have a different Anhogo? Because Kidu in those days, they would eat Basebo, Bezman Azeh, it's known they go to any Melach, anyone Choshev. They don't eat Paseba, but they eat something straight up, fork and knife, by a table, but not Bederech HaSeba. The way the Eilim like Klangi Bederech HaKiro, what was Chazal being Masakin? Would they have a Tekona to do eat Paseba? To be eaten in Mitzan Cheres? Because that's how Derech HaMalachim went to go do, but the Tekona was do a Seba, that's it. Or no, the Tekona was to act Bederech Cheres. The Tekona was to act like Bnei Chorin. Nafkamina obviously is, but Zman Azeh, the Bnei Chorim, the Derech Cheres, is not to eat Basebo. So what's the Tekona was Basebo, the Tam of Cheres? Well, you have to go eat Basebo? Or no, the Tekona was to be Becheres, Derech Bnei Chorim. Or be Yisra Oymek to say the drop different or deeper. You can start clearing when Chazal want us to be what the whole Dovodar Chayim Odom Laharis at Atzma Kilo Ati Yitzei Mishibe Mitzrayim. What sheba does he want? What hogger does he want? Does he want to take us to go look back as if we came out of Mitzrayim with all the parameters and the way of the hoggers they had in Mitzrayim? If it's man of Mitzrayim, their malchus and cheres was the epa seba? Well, no, they wanted to see behold of the chayv on the at atzmai kilu ato. Now they went out of Mitzrayim. And now if they go out of Mitzrayim, the derech cheres is to eat, sitting straight up. Two different ways of saying over the side of here. Kiddua is brought down, the Rav Yo, in the Sefer Aviyazi, brings down that Bezman Azeh, since it's not Rogel Bar Tzenu, to eat even when they churn Beseba, you eat Yeshiv Kedarka, you sit like a normal person. That's how the Ravon and the Mordechai bring down the Loch Lamaisa, and even the Torah but also the Sebeis also passing like this. It's called the Shidas Rav Yo. Atal Hashenu, the Rav Yo is brought down by the Goyis Maimonides. He says, Chidoi, so Chido, and Stimus Kamen, Rishonim seem to be they do not bring down the Anhoga of the Rav Yo. So it's Kiddua, it's Machalik, you're showing him the Rav Yo, Shita is, that Bezman Azeh, there's no Chiv of a Seba, you only sit by the table like the Moloch Bezman Azeh. Mash Enkin, the Goyis Maimonides, and the steam with other Rishonim is a Chiv of a Seba Bezman Azeh. Halacha Lamaisa, come along the Mechaber in the Beis Yosef Sukkah and Dalet, the words are, Das Kol HaPoiskim, it's not like the Rav Yo. All the Poiskim do not pass like Rav Yo, as a Chidoi. Therefore, even Bezman Azeh, we need a Seba. That's how the Drisha, the Knesset Gedolah, That's a ikar the place you seem to go. However, we'll get to this nafkaminas, we'll see numerous times, we are samech upon the shita of the Rav Yo. One example that we'll brought down in Siv Dalad, but noshim doing a seibah. Another example in Siv Zayin, that let's say a person ate without a seibah, what's a locha b'di'eved. Or another time it's brought down, what happened to a person who did not have a right arm? He's a gidam, or he has a mum, and he cannot eat a seibah leading to his left. Different type of cases, they bring down the Rav Yo to be samech upon. The Maisa, even at the feet that's sad of the Rav Yo that says you have to sit, that's how the derech of Cheris is b'zmanazeh. So first, the Beis Yosef says, not that he said to the Rav Yo, that he's saying over here that you cannot do a Be'er Seibah. He said, the Vada person can do a Be'er Seibah. Except, but also, you can't in the derech is even sitting straight. And therefore, the Beis Yosef says, since it's a machlokes, if you only can do a Be'er Seibah, or it's the locha is to do side sitting, therefore will not be samech upon the Rav Yo and only eat vaseibo. However, they point out that even according to Rav Yo, what about standing to eat? Can you eat standing? Are you eating the mitzvah eating matzah standing? When you drink the avokasis standing, some of the poskim and say that even according to Rav Yo, you have to eat it b'derech cheirus, not b'derech avdus. Eating standing up is the derech of avdus. Derech of cheirus is to sit down. Therefore, it's Nosson, Omliashim, Chodshani, others bring down. The halacha is that it's eating, standing up, ilikuli amo, ilmaisi nachmi yoyt the mitzvah, even bezman hazeh. Again, I see that Shmuel said they get Nosson, the arm mekayin the mitzvah, ilmaisi the chiddish, pasha is, like most achorim on taina, lachor, the not mekayin the mitzvah. Now, how exactly to go do a sebo? So, first, the Gemara brings down by a practum, loishmer sebo. Someone who leads by practum, machalik shushenim, what that means, the mean leaning forward. Leaning backwards, both of them are not called a seibah. The way the Mishpur brings down from the Ikkah from the Yishayinim, neither one is derech cheirus, derech malchus. Leaning forward and leaning back is not leaning cheirus. Mash enkin, leaning to the right or to the left, either one is derech cheirus, except the reason why we only lead to the left and not to the right, because you have a bayam mitzad sugah of sakono, or because you have to eat with your right hand, two reasons brought down the Gemara. So it comes out there really there are two halakim over here. There's a chelik of leaning forward and back, that's a chesaron acheris, not mekayim the mitzvah of a seibah. Left or right, that's a separate reason why you do not go to the right, mitzvah the sugya of sakono, because you have to use your right hand. Therefore, only do a seibah to your left side. Now the Shulchan Aruch starts off in the inner of a seibah, you have to mesada shulchan yofa, the kelim noam. You have to have a nice set up table for your lela seder, the place can be not maril. And even if you have a mashkin from a god, go put it down on the table, even though all the year round you should be mayit, as the echel chubin, simtav kov samach, not belel aseder. Vayit says the Mishmur, when he does a sebe, he ends up with the words, should do it etzel ha-shulchan. So these two ideas, mishtad ha-shulchanai, and have to eat etzel ha-shulchan, come along the grach and stentel in the lama gimel. He points out that it sounds like there's a machlik is graz and the green, what the makar is. The graz seems to say, it's nichel in the zechel ha-cheres. Avada, it's not in the cheres per se, but she said of zeichel cheres. Zeichel cheres is a kedum norm. It's a beautiful thing that zeichel cheres. The grain says no, it's mushum cheres. Medak the chaim. That sounds like it's medina mamish cheres is that beautiful kedum upon the table. He wants to explain where the grain is getting it from. The fact that Rashi and the Rashbam in the beginning of Arab Sochem and that's like test being down, he's supposed to do a seba ala shulchan by the table. Why ala shulchan? Says the grach, because that is a makar of cheres. People eat by the table, that's in the cheres, that's in the malchus. Eating not by the table, some of cheres. Once we understand the side over here is to eat by the shulchan mitzad cheres, that's gevaldik while the shulchan aruch says, yisad shulchan yafo. Why? Because that is part of the cheres, it's part of the seibo, that's part of the eating of showing malchus over here. Having a nice table, sitting by a nice table. Therefore, since we're supposed to be by a table, the having kelim yafo is nichel in the sugya of cheres. Meister, let's say you don't have a shulchan yafo, or let's say you do not eat by the shulchan. Meister, we do not find anywhere at the corner per se that says you have to eat by the shulchan, you have to have kelim yafim. Therefore, the chura b'di'evet, if you don't have these things, they bring that from Biashim of Shmuel Kamnatsky and others, avada yoyt if you don't have a shulchan. Chura, if you don't have kelim yafim, also, the chore, we don't see at the corner that you have to go have it. It might be a concept that's a nice thing to go do, mitzvah the sugya of cheres. That's the correct thing to go do. But pashas is not being ma'akim in the mitzvah over here. The come along to the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Zayin. He says, how are you supposed to be Yeshiv Vaseba? He says, Rosh Rotzaloima, Roshay Mutal Tzad Smol, your head has to be tilted towards the left, Alamita La Safsul, the Korm Tachas Roshay, and the pillow underneath your head, Itzal HaShulchan. So two things. One, you have to lean towards your head to the left, and there should be a pillow underneath your head. So first, the Avnei Yashb wants to tie a pillow underneath your head, sounds like. You physically have to have a pillow underneath your head. Says if so, it's to be a mitzvah first, and the Olam does not seem to go do that. Masi ends off quoting on the Yashiv says, does not mean you have to be physically underneath the head. It can mean your head is leaning on the side of the pillow, lavdavka underneath it. It's not enough for the pillows on the side. Now, Masi, the words of Mishnah Berurah is by a sebo that your head has to be leaning. Your head. What about your body? It's come on the Chonim, Tumat Kulam says, Pe'echod, the Avad of the Mishnah Berurah does not mean only your head and not your body. Avad, it means the whole idea of a sebo is to lean your body, and Avad, you have to lean your body. It's not only your body, but also you have to lean your head. Now, the Chochani wants you to not only lean your head, you have to also have a pillow by your head. Well, but the Maisev, the search of how to do a sebo is number one, you have to lean your body, and number two, you have to lean also your head with it. Now, how exactly to go do a sebo? This Mana Chazal, as they bring down from the Ashiv, is they used to have small tables, very low, and if for that reason they had these beds or these couches on the side, and it was very easy to eat a sebo. This man is there, we have these high tables, we have a chair next to it. So how exactly is a, we should do a sebo, or what chafetz to get a sebo should be sitting on top of? So first, what the Ilum brings down, first the Mishnah Berurah, to the Avada, if you do an upon a mito, that's derech a sebo. We're told that's the meaning of some sefer. Even this man is there, the meaning on the stipend, that way, the B'yashim, they mamash had a bed. A second way is a safsal. Again, the words of Mishnah Berurah, they put a baggage or chavitz, as our Chashuvan explains, underneath it. That's nichel negeder of a seba. A third option brought down also from the Gemara is the idea of leaning upon the birke chaveroi, upon the knees of a friend. And the words of Mishnah Berurah is only b'shas tchak. Can we do that? Otherwise, it sounds like a little bit of chasanim chayus. Come ozvam afak v'kman, there's no right for the Gemara against that yisoid. But again, leaning upon your friend's knees is an innam chayus. Mash Enkin, leaning upon your own knees, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's not lichel neged of chayus. So again, very simple, mita yeah, safsal yeah, your friend's knees, Mishnah Berurah says, b'shas tchak, your own knees, l'maisa no. What about on your friend's shoulder? It's kamal the Ben Ishchayin, in Tshuva Torah L'Shma, it brings down the same din as Birkei Chaverov. Therefore, if you want a tiny l'chor, you're m'kai in the mitzvah, the fear the Mishnah Berurah will come out of l'chorah, only b'shas tchak. What's more common, with the Olam seems to do, is that they have a chair. They have a handle next to the chair, chairs that have handles to it, on the left side and the right side. And you do a sabah towards the left, and you lean upon mamish the handle of the chair. So it's brought down Rabbi Yashiv himself, Shlomo Zalman himself, and Avos himself. They were knowing that way. They had the handle of the chair, the Yod HaKiseh, to lean upon it. They put a pillow, Shlomo Zalman put a pillow on top of the handle of the chair, and lean upon it. Chur HaShani also, his minig was, it brought down Lisa Chodshani that he would put a karit tachz yad al yodit hakisei, and also by his head, and lean against it. So the common thing that people do is that they lean upon the handle of the chair. The Maaseh said that's brought down. The Mishavazam of Vozel Chodshani seems to say that's fine. What about a person who has no handle to the chair? What to go do? So there seem to be that people have two different halachos. One is they take the chair, they turn it sideways, and instead of having the back that they can lean upon, and then lean sideways on the avir in the ear, they turn the chair sideways towards the left, and they lean on the back of the chair towards the left. That's as brought down the Chodshani and the Shmuel Kamnatsk, the Bing Dan. That's also the Chodshani of a sebo. As long as you're leaning on the back of the chair towards the left, you're leaning on top of something. However, I see what people seem to also do is they lean on nothing. They have the back of the chair on the back, and they lean towards the left, leaning on avir, an airspace. Come on, the Chen that point out, leaning on nothing, that's not derech malchus, that's not derech chayus, the chesed of the sebo. They was brought down, the Ole Tzion, and the Yashiv, the Shmuel Kamenetsky, and the Chud HaShani, and others, Taina, the Chor, leaning upon nothing is a chesed in chayus, and that's a baya. So I'm pointing out, the Chor, there's an anhoga, that's a mistake that see newest people seem to go do. They seem to lean on ear space, and that's Chor, the problem, not my kind of mitzvah of a sebo. Now, is there a defus to use a mita over a kisei? I mean, some people want to bring a couch or bed to the table. is then a defus over having a chair or leaning upon the handle of the chair or the back of the chair they turn sideways. Maisa an yashbo, once say there is a defus. Maisa ends up calling the yashbo said this is no defus once you have a karit, but mokum the mito, you have a pillow over there, there's no milo. Shmuel Kamensky also says there is no hiddur or mitzvah in a mufkor to use a bed. As long as you have something soft to lean upon that have the same milo as a bed, you put a pillow over there by the handle of the chair or by the back of your chair, and if you have the milo of the mito being comfortable over there, and there is no defus one upon the other. There is a chiddush that you bring down from Olatzian. He discusses how far the person have to do a sable. Is it 20 degrees? Was it 45 degrees? Is it 9 degrees? He said a person has to lean 45 degrees. Less than that is not nichol in the get of a sable. Maisa from Kam Svarim and Minhogim did not seem to be that way. They only seem to lean a little bit. And the idea of 45 degree angle, yesh laden. Maisa they also bring down from the Yashiv that there seems to be a shayla. Let's say you lean and it's not comfortable. Is that nichol in the get of a chayus? I heard someone tiny on Maisa. It's regal. It's malchus. The Bina of Yashiv is Shuatzitzko Chelik Dalid. You want to tell you that a person leans and it's not comfortable. Son Mecheres. You have to make sure when you lean, you're comfortably enjoyed. Leaning in the airspace is not comfortable. Being on the pillow is nice, is comfortable, is not a problem over here. Now, what to go do a sable? So again, we mentioned the Gemara. The beginning Gemara says Nafkov Ches that first of all, Arba Kaisis, you have to go do a sable, but all four of them. Now, you could ask a question. The Maisa Gemara is not sure if the first two Kaisis, the last two Kaisis, since we're not sure which one. We're going to be machmen do all four cases. In fact, we've shown them in the Iran. Why? The Maisa, the end of a Seba is only Didi Rabbanon. Savag Rabbanon Lekula. Let's be Mekel and not do a Seba in any of the four cases. So his first tariff, the Iran says, it's not an end of Tircha to do a Seba. You're drinking anyway. You're sitting in my chair. So lean a little bit. What's the big deal, lean? Therefore, there's a Klal they point out from this Iran over here. We do not say the Klal of Savag Rabbanon Lekula when something is not a Tircha. Aleph. Second thing he wants to answer, there's a big difference between this case and other cases. Kainzer, the place above Kamadaf Yud Aleph says, when it comes along and you want to be Mekal Savdabal Lakuli, be Oikid Alocha Lagamri, the Mitzvah of Seba Lagamri, that you will not say Savdabal Lakula. Because what will happen? You have a Chiva Seba on two of the cases. You're not sure which one. So be Oikid, not do a Seba at all in any of the cases. Not to do a Seba in any of the cases, you Mavatal the Mitzvah. Once Kain Tarti the Sashi, you want to be Mekal on both sides of the spectrum, coming around says the Maisa that you cannot go do. So two reasons the Maisa why what to do a Seba by our cases, either Mitzad is not a Tircho, or Mitzad the Indian of Mikoro, we want to do a the Mitzvah of the Gamri. Fine, so number one, do a Seba by our cases. Number two, the Gemara says by Matzah. Which Matzah? Says the Mechaba Sim Tov Ayin Hei Sif Aleph, Avad the Gzai Sishon, you also eat by Seba. And second Matzah you can discuss, what about by Korach? Korach is only Zecha, the Mikdash Kehillel. Maybe over there a person did no chiv do a seibah. So there is a mavuch among the rishonim. The ma'aseh mechaba also on top find aleph over there. We're talking about the pichodesh, the graz, and the paiskim say we also have a mitzvah to go do a seibah. A third matzah is a case of afikoyimin. Over there, do we have to do a seibah? So Rashi and the Rashbam say that's the ikar mitzvah of matzah. They say the achilas matzah when make the bracha in the beginning before the first night is really going back in afikoyimin. And therefore, again, says Muhammad, Simon Tophayin Zain, instead of Aleph, that Avadi have to go do a Seba. So it comes along that we have to do a Seba by three different matzahs, by Kedayas Rishon, by the case of Korach, and by Afikoyimin. However, the case of Mor, the Gemara is very clear, we do not have to do a Seba, says the Rishonim, why? For Taman Meshruach, because Zechel, why the eating of Mor is Zechel Avdos, not Zechel Chayus. So Vada by Mor, we do not do a Seba. There is a mavuch among the Rishonim Achrein. What about Negea to the Sugi of Karpas? It's Tama Perach. Should we eat it by Seba or not? So they do bring down the Avud Avram and the Kishuch Norach Paskins. You do eat it by Seba. Ata Hasheni, the Knesset Gedolo, the Chidor, the Ben Ishchai. The Vosa says, the meaning is not, might say not do by Seba. Rabbi Yashiv says, it's Nochin eat by Seba. The Swadha want to tell why it's Nochin. Because even if we eat more by Seba, it's not Ma'akiv. There's a mavuch if Karpas should be done by Seba or not. Therefore, they tell them, there's a mile to eat up a seibah. The Maaser, what to go do, as the Kav Chaim writes in Tofayin Gimel, Nara Nara Pashte, the different Hoggers in Klai Yisrael, some do, some don't, Yesh V'yesh. Now, in the Getu, again, eating by seibah, again, Ray said that Kleishas, yeah, three different times by the Matzah, by the Mora Nor, Karpas, the Mavucho, what about by the Suda itself? The Suda. So they point out, the Graz, Al Rambam, he wants to tiny really depends upon a Chakiro, What is the yesod of eating ma'aseibo? Is the yesod of eating ma'aseibo a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi? Or is it t'nai in the key in the mitzvahs that Rav Kais is the matzah t'nai key in mitzvahs? It brings down the mitzvah machlokes Rosh and the Rambam. It was telling that the Rambam holds over here, it's a din in mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi. Mashenken the Rosh holds the t'nai the key in mitzvahs. He says, based upon that, he wants to make two nafkaminas out of it. Number one, he wants to tie in the nafkamina is negate to sudo. If it is not became a mitzvah, so vada washi, it be a milo reading the sudo basaibo. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi, a vada is a milo to eat the sudo basaibo. That's the Shtickel Torah. Maisa, for this reason, that he points out, the Rambam writes, how is a meshubach to eat the sudo basaibo? That's the Miri brings it down, and as loshed, how is a meshubach? Losh in the Ramo, when he brings down from Ribunya, he said, Lechad Chilo, she eats the whole entire Suda Basebo. And the words Lechad Chilo is brought down by Eli Rabo, as in the Sivis, and others being Nan Lalocho. Now the Maestro, the words Lechad Chilo Ramo sounds like his person should go do it. However, the Ramo's words are Harez Meshubach. Says it be Chodesh and the Graz, and Aruch HaShulchan also, all three come along in Taino, that it's not fair that the sounds like the Ramo is taking the Ramo more than what it is. The Rambam says, Losh Harez Meshubach. That's a lower dargo. Lechad Chilo means you're supposed to go do it. You don't, no. Meshubach means there's a milo to go do it. And therefore, the one time of the loch is, there's a milo. There's not nichol get Lechad Chilo, there's only a milo. Lemaisa, the swam is manazeh, being down, the minig is not to do a seba at all during the sudo. The seba yagin moisha, the stifle is knowing that way, the chanus is brought down. The Ramoishon, Shmaisa, the Moisha, Tlama Zalman, Ravozno, Shmuel Kamnatsky, bring down the Minigas of the Maisa Natu. They point out, because the whole end of doing it is only a Milo, Chadchilo, or Meshubach, and therefore us, the Maisa is not comfortable, we do not appreciate, we do not enjoy it, and therefore there's no reason to be Machm upon this Indian. The Maisa, we should enjoy the Seid over here, and therefore the Hoga seems to be that we do not do a Seid at all during the Sudo, not like the Ramo. Maisa, once you're saying there's an Indian to go eat at matzo and yayin basebo, not bizman astuda, that's not an ogo, when is the Indian to eat the matzo, when is the Indian to drink the wine basebo, when does it start from? Is it b'shas the brocho, or b'shas the achil and the shtiyo? So there's a chidor, putan tofan gimel, he turns from the base dover, there's no mitzvah basebo b'shas the brocho. Shlomazam and Shmuel say, Maisa, that's poshit. The side over here is to mitzad. Eating should be comfortable. Mitzad Avrocho, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avadi should mechabit it, Avadi should sit straight. The Seba should only be done b'shas na'achilo. Once that's so, b'shas na'achilo, they can lead to the next question. The achilo is always two aspects, putting the food inside your mouth, or the stage of swallowing it. So when is the halacha via b'aseibo? So the Chodshani, he tines that since the ideal via derech eres, derech eres is not to put the food inside and then to lean and to swallow. The derech eres is what? Is to put the food inside when you're ready leaning. And therefore, at times you're supposed to be leaning when you put the food inside your mouth. There's a question Chaim Kanyaski in different form, quoted in different ways. It's going to be a little bit of a stereo, but myself, the svar shabbat is like the Chodshani tines, the derech eres is also putting inside your mouth, should be ready by a sebo. Now that's the gate to eating. What about saying the agodo, saying halal? Should you say baseba not? So the ism iri, the tainas you should, the mshlom kluga tainas you should, the maisa, the mikvah from do not go this way. The liraba, the chok yakov, the prim gonim, the graz, the mishmur, all five of them in simtofa and gimel, all five bring down the shlom, that says the shlom tainas that you should not say halal, or the agodo, the seba, only the ima, the yiro. Now they do point out, you look up the shlom inside, in psachim, in perk, near mitzvah, ism involved, he says a dak in the loch of halal, and not in the gear to the end of saying the agodah. For the maisa all five swarm brought down, if from the shlo, side by the end of halal, and side by the agodah, that's the maisa anhogo. That we say it in the derech of anhogo, yofo, when you're saying normal, and not by case of hasebo. Now, next in Sif Gimel, the loch of hasebo, the Gemara come along and says, you do a basebia, be a min is not called a seba. Why? One reason the Chorinim point out, mitzad, you have to use the right hand to go eat. Second reason the Gemara says, Hashem yachdim konel veshet, v'yov l'idei sakono. Now there is a mavuch among the Rishonim exactly what the words of Hashem yachdim konel veshet is going back on. Vik the poskim says, going back to the end of eating with your right hand. Now, l'alocha maisel, if you do eat with your, you do lean on your right, what's l'alocha? So Bach brings down from Marshal that he wants to tie up B'di'evi, not Yoitzo. However, the Bach says, B'di'evi was samach upon the Rav Yoshito, and you are Yoitzo, this Indian of eating, leaning on your right and eating even though you lean on the right side. They get to someone who's a lefty, what should he go do? Should he now lean on his left? Why? Because he has to use... Should he lean now on his right? Because he has to use his left hand to eat with? No, you have a bayat mitzat sakon, shem yaktum kon leveshet. You have a sugi of sakon. Kamal luchum mitzadashin, nechelik alaf, nitainas, aklal chamir sikantum yasuro. Therefore, everyone should always leave on the left side. That's the Maisa has brought down the Beis Yosef, and the Amor on the Bach, and the Pesach coming down, that everyone leaves on the left side. Maisa b'di'evet, if he leaned on his right side, is he mekai in the mitzvah? Come along with Shimon and says, in this case, the Chur, you are mekai in the mitzvah. Chur, the Sfor is, because it is derech eris, you only leave bayam until the Sugi of Sakonim. So since it is derech eris, the Chur, you are mekai in the mitzvah, that's not the correct thing to go do until the Sugi of Sakonim. Says the Mishibura, what about a person who's missing his right arm? Or a person whose right arm has a mum to it, he cannot go eat? What should we go do over here? Should we one worry about the sugar of Shem Yachtim Kolon Veshet? Well, no, so of course, he has to eat. Vaseba. Maisi ends up Tzorchian. Swam Dubing down the Kav Chaim says, the Maisi we do not do a Seba at all. And his reason is with Samchum on the Rav Yon, this case for sure. And therefore, the Swam seemed to say, in this situation, we do not do a Seba. It's not worse in any case that you cannot do a save. It's not practical, and therefore you don't have to. Now, they do point out why. Just do a save on the left. We'll have someone else feed you. It says on the Yashbo, and as far as Poshit, someone else feeding you is not nechalig out of Cheris. It's derech chaylim. Cheris is malchus, doing things yourself. Needing and using other people is a derech of a chaylim. Building upon this, and let's say a person has a mom, let's say he just can't lean over. He has no mom. But he's a chaylim. He's a zalkin. It's very hard. His back is killing him. A lot of pain over here. Kamal Chodeshani says also in this case, it's like someone's Mistar Be'aseva, is potum Be'aseva, and doing with the case of Talmud Nei Rabbi, that Vada you have to eat, a Vada you do the mitzvah, but not the end of a Seva, that's not Ma'akiv in the mitzvah Shaboy. Mamshul L'Shulchan Aruch, comes to Gemara, what about Noshim, do they have to eat Be'aseva? So first, the Gemara says, Isha eats the Baila, Loi Boy Be'aseva. The Gemara has a gist of Fenenu that the wife in front of the husband does not have to a seibo. However, Me'isha chshuva hi, if she's choshev, then she needs a seibo. That means, first, the Gemara of Fenenu is very clear that women do not need to do a seibo in front of the husbands. However, the choshev, they need to do ba seibo. Now, what is the reason they do not have to eat ba seibo or drink ba seibo? Come on, Lushenman, they have three different reasons. The first reason the Rashbam brings down in this first time. Why may Amos Bailalel? Amos Bailalel, that she is kofuf to her husband, and she's afraid it's not muchubud for her to the maisa lean in front of her husband. They point out, says the Rosh in the Torah, if that's the main reason, let's say she's almano or grusha, not in front of her husband, or vada she needs a seibo. The second reason that's brought down is that because it's not the derech of noshim do a seibo, that's the bahag, the shiltas, that's not the derech. If so, says the Rosh in the Torah, if he this, all Noshim L'maisa should not do a Ba'as Seibo. I said a Shlishi, a third reason over here, Kamal Viran, Tam L'Rajba, the Beinu Menoyach, the women do not do a Seibo because they're Torah, being Mishamash the Bailo, they're busy with the suit over here, and therefore they do not have to go do a Seibo. Three different reasons. L'maisa Gmaz, Mamshik, it says if we're Choshiv, they do a Seibo. Noshim Shalonu, are they Choshiv or not? So Kamal L'Mordechai, we're talking about the Bach, the Paiskim, the one time that our Noshim are Choshuvis, therefore, they have a chiv aseibo. L'maisa. First, in the Geta Bnei Sfad, they have a minig that Noshim L'maisa, they do haseibo. Why? Because our Noshim is manazer, our chashuvas, therefore it's botanic, the Sagdoilo, the Benishchai, the Kavachayim, the Orle Tzion, Abla Yashiv, and Vad Yosef. Also, the minig of Bnei Sfad is L'maisa, they do haseibo. Not only that, even the Yevon, if they did not eat haseibo, Kamal the Orlatzian says you have to be chlizer and eat again ba'aseibo. Again, on this prat, the Chacham Avadya, he disagrees. He tells the Maisa Sabkal Saif on this will be Samach on the Shitas, the Rav Yor, that Noshim did not have to eat ba'aseibo. But the Maisa Vadan Hoga by the Bnei Swad is to go do a'aseibo. They get the Minig Bnei Ashkenaz, the pastures before you get to Bizman Azeh, Kamal the Amor says, Le Nogu la Hosev, Gisamchal Div Rav Yor. The cost of his manazeh in Hosev, was Samach the Rav Yoshito, not do a Seibo. that the Hanhoga, the women did not do Basevo, is brought down by the Lavosh for the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Knesset HaGdoyla, and the Taz, and the Sivis, and the Graz, or Hashulchan, the Skaz Hashulchan, Void. They bring along the meaning is that Bnei Ashkenaz did not do Basevo, even as Manazez brought down that way from Shmuel Kamenetsky, the Yashiv, and others. Atzad HaSheni, Lamais, I see that Abin to numerous houses, and I see also the Numas forming down that when Hashem Lamais do Basevo. It's brought down in Hilchos Chag B'Chag, the Chaz Nish, and the stipend is brought down in Siach HaPetzach, and it's brought down also that Mechaim Vinyaski, Menuchat Osher, the women do a seba, or the words of Rav Vosner, and the Chodshon is brought down, they do a seba a little bit. Not boiled so much, but they do a little bit. So even though the Chur, the Minig Bnei Ashkenaz, the Maise, is not to do a seba like the Amos says, as man as this, it seems to me that women the Maise do, or some women do bas, eat and drink a seba. Now what is the reason they should be pot from a seba? Bethlehem is a portion of cash over here. We're saying over here the Amor, as words are, we're samuch upon the Ravyal, that as man as there's no chiva seba, the Ravyal we brought down only in the beginning of the Chaburah. This idea, the Ravyal brought down by the Knesset Gdolah, the Sivis, the Graz, we're samuch on his sheet, there's no chiv a seba at all, this man as there. Chod is a kasha. If so, why by men is not that way? The Ravyal has not been saying this didn't miyuchad in Oshim. He's saying that Loch is in Beklolius, women, Beklolius, there's no inner Baseba's man as there. Why? Because the inn of Cheres and Malchus is each sitting by a chair and not reclining. If so, Manishtana, Noshim and Anoshim. Why by Noshim are being Mekel and Anoshim are being Mekel? You can answer this three different ways. One way you can answer that Be'etzim this Gemara is saying that women are potter from a sable. The pot. Except when the Cheshuvah is the Chayv in a sable. Since it's not clear, and you might look among the Rishonim, it's not exactly clear what the Gedda of Cheshuvah is, or what applies the Kant of the Cheshuvah. So maybe they are choshev, maybe they're not. So since the Shas Mavucha is there on the Gen of Chashivas, V'oid is Rav Yoshita, but see if they do together, they'll be Samuch Lahakal, and women do not have to eat Baseba or drink Baseba. That's how it's brought down the Chodshani. A second way of saying it over, you can really clear Bacolius, as we mentioned in the beginning, what is the side of the Chiv Chazal Masakin Baseba? Were they Masakin? They if you eat Baseba, and the reason is Mitzal Cherus, or no, they're Mesaki to eat Bader Cherus. Nafmina, we said, it was Rav Yo. The Maestro pointed out, the whole time to be Machmer on this Chakira is only negated to men. Because men can say, Chazal Mesaki to eat Baseba, we do not care whether Bezman is there, Bader Cherus or not, Chazal's Tekonu was Baseba. The Maestro negated to Noshim, we see clearly the Tekonu was not Baseba. We see originally in the Tekono was depends upon what the Derech was. We see in the Tekono depends that Be'etzim they should not be Baseba, but if they're Choshev, they should be Baseba. That means Mikor the Mesaki depends upon what the Derech is. If so, Bezman is there, the Derech is no Noshim, even if their Choshev is to eat Baseba. Therefore, Bezman is there, Noshim should not eat Baseba. Therefore, what we're saying over here is, they're not saying we're saying upon the Rav Yoshito. Was sitting upon the Tam of the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh saying we go after Bizman Chazal, goes after Bizman Azeh, because we look at what that Derech is. So the Rav Yoh was saying it for everybody. We're saying the idea, Miyuchet et Noshim, because by Noshim of Vala, originally the Tekonah was set up that way to go look what the Derech was. That's what's brought down from Shlomo Zalman, the Chishlomo in Pesach Barakdes, and also from Shlomo Chachelike. Again, there's a Chiddush over here, because the words of the Ramah is, was sitting upon the Rav Yoh. And who they're saying is not with Semich upon the Rav Yoh, Semich upon the concept of the Rav Yoh. A third way of answering it, what it means Semich upon the Rav Yoh, is Kiddua numerous times, the Noshim seem to be Mekel and Semich upon Das Echidim, whether it's Negeta Tefillah, Negeta Maimachoinim, Negeta different Lochas, Noshim seem to have Alhoga with Semich upon Das Echidim, like the Rav Yoh. So you have one reason why Mais and Noshim have a meaning not to be Haseba with Semich upon the Rav Yoh, that's Ramoshito. Mais Aruch HaShulchan wants a Taino, the toys, why are we serving upon the Rav Yoh for? He wants time we're serving upon the Shilter Shito and the Rif Shito that has the Girsa of it's not Erech Arif and Noshim Dua Sebo, and the Inn of Cheshivas is not Shchich Bezman Azeh. That's his foreign master. He says, why to you, Michael? Now, even on the sound again, that women are not like to do Hasebo, again, our numerous Noshim of Maestri does not eat Hasebo, it's only with the evidence of serving upon it. But again, come on, the Chorim say, it's Sif Kol Saif, you do have to sit. But let's say you stand. Hashis, that's Nichol Negev of Avdus, and that that's not nichel yisoid of a seba according to Avyah, and therefore l'chore there should be a bayah, and you should have to again l'kulian will be chayzen and eat all over again or drink all over the arba kaisas as we were tampon laris nosum the liashim and chos others agam again I mentioned before Shmuel Kanamna he says you became the mitzvah even though you ate standing up yesh lotan. Another case of Pesach when we're being down is Niger to an oval, does he have to eat Basevo? So really by an oval there are different stages of being an oval. There's an oval within 12 months of his parents, and the same thing within 30 days of Shai Kovim. What's one level? A second level is someone who was Kovim Mesai, who was not knowing any Avelis. And the third level is someone who's Einin. So first, on the level of an oval within your base, Chodesh from his parents, or 30 days of Shai Kovim, come along the Bach, Taz, Mogav Ram, and Shai Chuva, all four come along, there's no Chiva Seifo. No Chiva, there's an oval. Maisa come along Numas Achoinim, and they know why that's so. The Chayvin all mitzvahs, why should not eat Basebo? Therefore, the Knesset Gdol and Chok Yaakov, they disagree. The Taina Vadad have to eat Basebo. Wrote down with Pim Godim, the Sivas, Gras, Mishbur, Choshulchon. However, they do say they should do a Bashina Ksas. The word to Mishbur is you should have one pillow instead of two. That means first, practically, to get to a Seba in general, Mishbur says you should put Karim or Karit underneath your resting place. You should have two pillows. If you're an oval, you should do Bashina Ksas and only have one pillow over there. That's the get a person who's an oval. And they get someone who's Kovim Mesai, they're not being really yet Avelis. They come along between Godam and Graz, and the Shaitzin is Mitzayin to it in Sifkon Yudalid. And the loch is that since it's Vom Shabbat Sinah, an oval is also even on Shabbos Yontif, who in this case, he cannot eat Basebo. However, in the third case, when a person is an Oinin, says a Sefer HaSeda Oruch, might say he's Chayv and Asayb. Like all mitzvahs is Chayv, unless he's going to be Oishin Kippur that night. Otherwise, the Maisei is Chayv and all mitzvahs Hayoim, and the Chayv to eat even Basebo. The Gemara's Mamshuk and discusses who has to sit by a sable after the case of the wife. The Gemara said the case of a son by his father. The Gemara is very clear, a son ate from his father, he needs a sable. He needs to. The reason, coming from the Shiltus, the call boy, that would have run, that says even though your parents is in front of you, you might think that Kovi should not do it. Meister, the Meichel, the stomach, the Meichel. So first one question, Meklolius, is that Lachonin in Kremitz Aris in Simeon Zayin is the question. The Paiskim is saying the only reason why you're allowed to do a Seba by appearance is given the stomach of the Meichel. But if they're not Meichel, the big Mavuch among the Achoinim, do you do by Seba? Come on, Chok Yaakov, once time you still do by Seba, it's bottle died till 8 o'clock. The Meister, Pim Gram says, what are you talking about? You have an Istovir, and the Vadi have no head to do a Seba if you're not Meichel. That's how it's brought about the Shulchan, and that's how it's Paschim, Liashim, Chaim Kinyaski, the Meister. Since they're not Meichel, Meister is to go do a Seba. Rebbe Chonon, Meister, why? No mitzvahs are nitcha because of the mitzvah kibbutz aveim. Kidua, Gemoni Vomis, Dam, Hei, Rebbeis, that just like you have to listen to keep Shabbos, you don't listen to your parents, who in all mitzvahs, you don't listen against your parents. So why is this mitzvah different than all other mitzvahs that without the Seda Mechila, the loch is you cannot do a Seba in front of your parents? As I've worked with Chanan, and Numas Achorim deal with this, trying to answer this question, whether it's Shlomo Zalman, or Dvar Shmuel, or others. But Maisa, the loch is, you'll do a Seba in front of your father. Lav Dafka in front of your father, the poskim can point out, that same loch is negated to your mother, says Abli Ashu. The Mastamu, she is Meichel. If she's not Meichel, according to Machmim before, also, you will not be able to do a Seba in front of your mother. And once we're discussing a Seba of a child in front of a parent, they point out, let's say the child is under my mitzvah, is there a din of a Seba? So Pashas, like all halachas of Chinuch, this is the Dinah Seba. Therefore, the Mephoshe Ben Ishchai this way, the halachas Ben Gedolim Ben Ketanim, and therefore, Avos is brought down this way, and from Kamenetsky and others, the Chor, the Dinah Seba, is a mitzvah of Chinuch, like all mitzvahs to Rabbanon, you have to mechanech a child for. The Gemara after says, the in of a son by a father, the Gemara Mamshech, what about a Talmud Eitzel Rabbi? It brings down the Maestah, the Rabbi says, that we were once in front of our Rebbe, and we used to lean on our friend's knees. When it came to Rabbi Yosef asked, why are you doing that for? Mora Becha Kemora Shemayim. The Mora of your Rebbe is like Kemora Shemayim, and if you're part of doing a Seba. So first they point out that Avada, if your Rebbe is Meichel, you'll not do a Seba. That's Pash the case of Abayil. But the halach is, you have no chiv to go do a Seba, because the Mora of your Rebbe is like Kemora Shemayim. First, B'derech Musar, Shlomo Zalman on this halacha points out, you have to be very careful giving cover to your Rebbe is like Moshe Shemaim. Therefore, he sets example, a Talmud, who is noided al kisa b'shosh yishel tnei rabbi, who moves around in the shir. The chassan in the Hoga of Derech Eretz is over the isser of being moira mitzvah moish rabbi. You have to sit for kovadik, even maybe falling asleep in front of your rabbi might be a chassan in kovad shemaim, might be also over the isser moira rabbi. Now, who's nichel in the getter of rabbi to make it practical? So first, Rabbi Movik is only nichel in the getter of they have no chiv to a sebo. A second thing, they bring down someone who muflik b'doroi, was the mechaber, and also is nichel in the getter that no chiv a sebo. For example, from the Chaim Knievsky, who he's muflik b'doroi, the chod is no chiv a sebo. A third thing, they bring down from Shlomo Zalman and Madani Shlomo, what about a maggid shir that you go to, that you listen to for the zman? And he's your rabbi for now. Maisa, he's not your rabbi Movik. He's not a Muflik B'dayor. He's Tam your Maggid Shir. Set up Shlomo Zalman. Also, this nichel together of a your rabbi that you have achieved to be Mora Becha Kamora Shemaim. And therefore, also, there's no din of a saber by him. Unless he eskim mechilo, then he can be Moichel. A fourth case of being down, what about a Mora D'Asa, Rav Eir? So the Mephorosh Maral. In Gvuras Hashem, Parak Mem Ches, being down here. Also, in this case, you have to ask with Shus, go do a case of a Sebo. So, you have four cases of the first coming down Rabbi Movik, Movik Bedoyoy, a Maggid Shir, and a Mora D'Asra, that the halacha is that you cannot do a Sebo unless you ask him with Shus. Now, there are those that bring down from the Stipler, or maybe from a Shtomach, but one time maybe Bizman Azeh is different than Bimei Chazal, and there is no Chiv to ask him with Shus, and you can do a Sebo. But Meister, the Sefer Aseid Oroch points out, the Stimus HaPoiskim do not seem to be this way. They seem to understand there is no chilek, and Bezman Azeh, the same halach applies, that a person has to ask their Rebbe, whether it's Rebbe Movik, again, or Muflik B'doroi, or Maggid Shir, or Mor D'Asa, to go do a Seba in front of them. Otherwise, they cannot do a Seba. Now, is it right to go ask Rishus to go do a Seba? Seem to be a Mavucha. They bring up on the Shlomo Zalman, and Lichus Shlomo. It's not correct to go ask. Tell Hashem and Unumus Achonim hold not the way. Maisa go ask. The Gemara's Mamshuch and the Shulchan Aruch brings down the case of a Shamash that he also needs a Seba. Someone's coming to serve people. He Maisa also has to have the Seder. He has to also eat Baseba. And the Mishpura does bring down the Negei to Eved Ivri. He needs a Seba. Negei to Eved Knani. He says, I'm Bachoinim. Seems to be the Chok Yaakov brings down, depends in front of the master. Does not need a Seba. From the others, do need a Seba. Maisa is not to Negei Bizman Azeh. Siv Zayin is the case, what happens if a person ate or drank without a Seba? He had the Avakos without a Seba, he ate matzah without a Seba, what's the halacha? So come on Kleis from the Sugadav Kovchet, he clears the question. It says, the Maisi cannot always be Machmer. So for example, the halacha is after the third or fourth Kleis, you cannot have another Kleis, because near Kamois of Alakosis. If so, they kind of what to go do, you did not eat by Seba. Is that being Ma'akiv in the Mitzvah? So come along the Rosh, brought down with the Torah, the halacha is that you're not Yitzel, unless you ate Vaseibo, and therefore you'll be chayz and eat again. A Tashani, those one would die for the Rambam, not the way. Sounds like it's a Milo. Come along the Biskrov, all the Rambam, Hilchas Chometz Matzah, he kind of, as you mentioned before, this really depends upon the Chakira. What is your study of eating Vaseibo? Is it a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy, or is it tnai b'kima mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy, then l'maisi, you ate circle saif, the matzah, and he ate he drank the wine over here. So why in the world should drink again? Why in the world eat again? Masha Enkin, if it's night became a mitzvah, Vada b'tzad the mitzvah Shabbat, you have to go eat again and drink again. Come on, the Grizz, he wants to make this into Machlokes Rosh versus Rambam. He wants to tie the corn to the Rosh, it's a chelik of the tie of the mitzvah, and therefore the Rosh, the Shitosa, he says, Lachiz Yabi Chayza, and go eat again. Masha Enkin, with the Rambam, you won't have to. Asad Hashem, he wants to tie the Rambam, there's a mile eating a b'shasa sudo. Why? Because the mitzvah in Bekvalius, Mash Engin, according to the Rosh, is no eating it during the Sudo. They just point out that the Grizz, the Chuz, against Ramah. The Grizz is saying that according to the Rambam, there's a mile of eating B'Shasa Sudo, no in B'Chazer, and the Rosh is Punk Vakart. The Ramah, the answer of Zion, brings down both the Lachas. He says, number one, there's an Indian of B'Chazer, and number two, he says, you eat during the Sudo. That means he took on both Chumas, the Rambam, and the Rosh. Doesn't sound the way. Sounds like he did not understand the Chakira with this Nafkamin over here. Maish, let's go through the cases when a person forgot to eat. What to go do? So the first case is, let's say, forgot to eat the Kedais Matzah Rishon Vaseibo. So the Pasha, you should say, that's a Chiv Kamar, to go eat Vaseibo. The only Mavuch among the Chayim is, maybe you can Mekayim it with the Matzah of Korach. reading the Karach Tzeich Kemikdash Kehillel. And therefore, the only reason why we're having it both, the Gzais Matzah and the Tzeich Kemikdash Kehillel, in the case of Karach, is because we do not want the Mor Drabonon to bevat the Mitzvah Deraisa of Matzah. But here, the Maisi Mekayin Mitzvah Deraisa. The only thing you're left with is the Mitzvah Drabonon of Asebo. So maybe over here should not be a problem. As I first said, Deret, asking this to Masham, Masham wrote back to him, different truths about it, Liaz and the Chalik Yudches about, to answer why the Pesachim seems to say, the loch is, you ate matzah without a saber, you have to eat the matzah all over again, and you cannot be Samech on Karach. However, when you get to Karach itself, let's say you forgot to eat by a saber, so since it's the Machlokes, number one, if there is in of eating Karach at all by a saber, and number two, we always have the Rav Yoshito, the Yivakamon Lepi Chodosh, Shulchum Gevorah, the Graz, all three of them in Simon Tov Ein Ahei, they say the Vadi have to eat the Karach by Seba, but if you got, ain't Sarach Lazul Echel by Seba, can be Samech upon the Indian Mekai in the Mitzvah without a Seba. The Geritah, if you got to eat it by Seba, so they point out there seems to be a mysterious Mishnah Berurah, and Simon Tov Ein Beis, and Sivkon Chav Beis, Mishnah Berurah says the Maaseh to eat all over again, you're not allowed to. So Isser, to eat them two times Afikomen. If you ate it once, that's it. Mashengin Tovayin Zayin Zivkon Dalad, when he brings it down, he says, Ein Tzarach Lachzer Im Kosher Lo V'Achila, it's hard for you. Otherwise, sounds like the Chachila, you should eat the Avikayman all over again. There are different Mahalch among the Achoyim had answers to his Mishnah Berurah, just to mention three of them. One of Moshe and Shuman Achayim Chalik Gimel, he wants to answer, depends. In Sim Tovayin Zayin, which says, person should be Chayzer, before Bech Samozin, before he did the case of Nitzil Maim Achoyim. Mashenkin, the case of Tofayim Beis and not Bichoizer, is after he was mastic and he did my machin when he benched. Ke'inze, Shlom Zaman, where he wants to answer, that Tofayim Zayin is causing case where he's still milled eating the Afikoyimin. Mashenkin, Tofayim Beis, he finished the Afikoyimin. And also, similar to that, the third malach, the Shoyin Aloch is, Chaim Kinyevsky, in the Kunu Vaisophas, like Tzor Shneo, and wants to tie in Tofayim Zayin the case where he's not Messiah Das yet, Mashenkin, Tofayim Beis, he was Messiah Das. Fine. That's the get again matzah you forgot. By matzah of Gzayis Rishon you have Bichoizer, the matzah of Korach you not Bichoizer, the matzah of Afikomen depends when you remembered you have to eat a basebo. The get to the four cases, the person forgot to go drink a basebo to have Bichoizer not. The first, come on the Pichodesh, she says, the matzah you pass you have Bichoizer, you have Bichoizer in all other cases. A Sadashani come on the Bach, Chok Yaakov, the Choshul won't say that's Iker, we have Bichoizer any of the cases. First, we always have the Rav Yoah to be summing upon, not because of any of the crisis. Asad HaShlishi, the way that Amor brings it down, he says, like Ke'in Toysvis, the Maisel of the last two crisis, you have a Bayah, Mitzad Shneer Kemoisav al crisis. So the last two, you have Lchur and Isser over there. Mashang in the first two, you have no Isser, so it's Toyv, the correct thing is the Maisel, to be Chayzer. There were the first two, you should be Chayzer, and the last two, you should not be Chayzer. A fourth Malach, building upon this the Malach before on the Ramah, Kamal Magavom, Aliyaba, Nesivas, Graz, Mishibua, they want to know the whole reason why he's saying the first two cases a person should be Chayzer, because not near Kamoisav al Kais, could stop you drinking wine by Emtsal. This man is there, the Nhoge is that after the first Kais, the Maisel, we do not seem to be drink any wine anymore. Therefore, if we were to drink wine, the Chor be Nichol on the side of Nimlach, you have to make a Brach again. You have to make a Brach again, it's near Kamoisav al Kais. Therefore, this man is there, a person should not drink not this third case, not the fourth case, and also not the fourth first case all over again, because near Kamois of Alakoisis. Only the second case a person should be drink all over again. However, they all them say, come along Taina, therefore it's the correct thing, before the first case to say, having das, if I did not drink Basebo, I should still have a right to go drink, or not come along to make another bracha again. Otherwise, it come along, that means they get to Avakoisis what to go do, if you got Basebo, Mavuk among the Achroinim, again, there are four different sheetahs over here. The way the Mishmur Paskin, he tines that the first, third, and fourth case not Chayzer, only the second case you are Chayzer. Again, there is a base of Levi in Shuvah, Chelek Gimel, Simon Aleph. He has a question over here. We said the Gemara is very clear that only two cases have a Chiyuv HaSeba, two of them we don't. We did not know Maisa which one of the two to do HaSeba, so therefore we're Machman on all four. In fact, the Ran we mentioned, Savdab on the Kulo. The one answers to Tirotzim, either because no Tircha over here, or a case of that the Eikel Lochel Gamri, we're not going to go do that. Kamal Beis Levi points out, that's all Lechatchila. But B'dievet, first idea of Lech Tircha, but that's only Lechatchila, B'dievet, to make a person go drink another case. According to the first reason, of course, should not apply. The second reason, we're not being Eikel Lochel Gamri. Maisu keeping the Lochel, to be Kveh the Lochel of all four cases. want to be at the Yav Lamaisa to be Mekel and go back to the Klal of Savu Dabon Lekulo. He's Marach with the Shai Lamaisa, why that's so. Seem to be a Mavucha, how to answer this question over here. And the best thing, of course, is as obvious, is Maisa not to forget to eat your matzah and to drink your wine, Maisa Basebo. Just a Messiah, the Inno Basebo is Inno Cheris, Inno Malchus. That's where we have a pseudonym, by Shulchan, we lean. Just Nashkofa Shaboy, part of the Inno Cheris, Malchus, to have a pseudo Yof of a non, not only Kalim, but in the whole entire tour of the Lela Seder. Maisa is once a year, or for Chutznik is twice a year, that we have our Chiv Deraisa of giving over the Masoret HaKindalach. Sometimes people are more looking forward to Chalamoid. Sometimes people are very tired from the whole day of working, cleaning for Pesach, and making food, and therefore they're very tired Lela Seder. You have to realize this is the Zman of Cheiros Malchus. This is the Zman of also the Masoret, giving over the Masoret and the correct Tzura, to make sure it's Yof and Non, not only again in the Kalim, in the Hogishboy, in the gate of the Masibo, but the whole Shulchan, the gate to our reactions and our actions, the gate to our spouse and our children, should always be Nichol together of Malchus and Cheiros. Takbi Zeichel, to have real Malchus and real Cheiros.